Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water, springing up into everlasting life." John 4, 13 and 14. Here is the story of a Samaritan woman that comes to draw out of the well at an unusual time and meets Jesus. Jesus first asked her for a drink. She replied him that it was wrong and odd, of course, for a Jew to ask a Samaritan woman for a drink, because at that time, Jews had no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." You know, just like the Samaritan woman, most times we encounter Jesus, we encounter God in the least expected places. This woman probably came at an unusual time because she wanted to be alone. She didn't want to run into anybody. She just wanted to fetch her water, draw her water, and leave. This was probably a woman going about her daily life, keeping her distance from people, keeping her distance from God because of her immoral lifestyle, as was seen later on in the passage of the Bible. Could this be you? Have you ever felt unworthy to be connected to God? Have you ever felt unworthy to be connected to people whom you perceive are better than you, maybe in faith or in spiritual growth? Sin makes you exclude yourself. Sin makes you just want to be left alone. Sin makes you withdraw. And sometimes it might not be sin, it might be circumstances of life, trials, situations, things that you are experiencing, what you're going through. Could it be that what you're going through is making you exclude yourself, withdraw yourself from people? Do you think there's no remedy for you? Do you think that God has no dealing with you? I have some good news. The same way Jesus spoke to the Samaritan woman in the time she least expected, he's speaking to you today through this episode. He's come to you, and he has come full of gifts. He has not come empty-handed. He bears with him a gift. Gift from God. The gift of living water that becomes a well within you, springing forth into everlasting life. There is something about water that rejuvenates. Something about water that refreshes. So if it's the situations of life, if it's the trials, whatever it is you're going through, there's a gift to refresh you today. There's something for you. If it's sin that is making you exclude yourself, there is a gift to cleanse you. This living water is a gift, and not just something you have to earn. You never earn a gift. A gift is always given free, without consideration, without charge, without money. There is no special thing you have to do to have this gift other than to be willing to receive it. So the only thing you need to do for you to have this gift is to receive it. And this is a gift for all, regardless of your situation, your background, your gender. No one is excluded. No matter how far you think you've strayed or how bad you think things are, God's arms are fully filled, waiting on you to collect this gift. Beloved, do you know that God is waiting on you? Yes, He is waiting on you. Now, as a human, when I'm about gifting someone and I try all means possible and it's just not working. Sometimes I get discouraged and, you know, just keep the gift to myself. However, it is not the same with God. It is not the same with God. He's chasing you. He's fighting till you are found, till you come. And he does this because you are special. He's ready to leave, and he has left the 99, and he has come looking for you, waiting on you to say yes to him, waiting on you to just accept this gift. In today's scripture, Jesus wasn't discouraged when the woman didn't know him. Jesus didn't go about asking, oh, who doesn't know me? He wasn't concerned about that. He was concerned about the woman and about the gift he had to give her. If thou knowest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Just as your physical body cannot survive without water, your spiritual body cannot survive without spiritual water. You need water to sustain you. You need water to live. Regardless of how healthy your life is, if you are starved of water for long, you would die. Regardless of how healthy you think you are right now, or how things are going smoothly for you, if you are starved of water, you would die. And you need water to refresh you. You need water to strengthen you. You need water to bring out the beauty in your life. Now, this is not just any kind of water. The water I'm referring to is the living water. And the living water is Jesus. The living water that produces radical changes in you. The water that is capable of shifting you from depressed to rejoicing. From frustration to fulfillment. The water that is capable of changing your entire personality, making you live in the fullness of Christ. The water that is able to change your mind, your heart, and even your will. The water that begins to satisfy your soul. Most times, people, especially we young people, tend to go after undefined things. Things capable of destroying lives because of discontentment, confusion, frustration, failure, and even tiredness. You know, this tiredness that comes from within. These things being signs of a thirsty soul. A thirsty soul will be confused, will be tired, will be frustrated, will be discontent. Why not come and drink? Why not come and drink? Isaiah 55 verse 1 says, let everyone that thirsts come to the waters. All who are thirsty, come to the water. Are you penniless? Come and buy without money. Everything is free. This living water is free. And what's more, it becomes in you a fountain, never ending, and stands as your source. Christ is the water, the living water that would flow beautifully out of your life, just as a physical fountain does. He nourishes and refreshes everyone and everything that comes in contact with you. Stop looking for your worth. Stop looking for affirmation. Stop looking for validation. Stop looking for your significance where it is not. You can go from needing these things to meeting needs. Yes. You can go from emptiness to being filled. You can go from striving, from struggling, to dwelling in a place of rest. You just need to accept this water and be full of Jesus. Now, it's not just enough to be full of Jesus. You need to be full and stay full of him. So if you become full of him and start running dry, you still miss it. You will still miss it. You need to be full and stay full. Now, how do you stay full of Jesus? One, surrender to him all your options. God should not be a plan A, but if you know things don't work out, you go to your plan B. God should not be one of the important things in your life. He should not be one of the important, you know, things in your life. He should be everything, your topmost priority. He should be your plan A, plan B, plan C, to Z, and any other thing. But you should come to a place where he becomes everything, that you're seeking him diligently, and that you allow him to be all that you have, and you don't resort to any other option. You come to a place where he becomes everything to you. This way, you will stay full of him. How do you stay full of Jesus? Too? Seek him continually. Seek him continually. Seek him continually in the place of studying the word, daily taking in the word for nourishment. He says, I'm the bread of life. He's the daily bread you need to live. He's your sustenance. He gives you bread and he gives you water to go with it. The bread of life that keeps you. Seek him continually in the place of the word, studying the word and prayers. Jeremiah 29:13 says that God can be found. It shows that God can be found. It says, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. God can be found, but you need to seek him with all your heart. I pray that you never miss God in whatever package you encounter him and wherever you find him. I pray that you never run to other things or people to fill you for validation, that you never run to other people to quench your thirst and fill your emptiness. I pray that you never run to any other thing to sustain you aside God. I pray that you receive the grace to diligently seek the Lord, never relenting and staying constantly full of him. In Jesus' name, amen. Now there's a to-do for this episode. And the to-do is plan to share Jesus with someone this week. Plan to share Jesus with someone. Tell someone about Jesus and how he transforms, how he changes lives. Share the Jesus you have with someone. Share the light of God in you with your world. Let people encounter Jesus through you. Let people enjoy this living water that is already in you. Let it flow and flow to people, everybody that comes in contact with you this week. Also, share this episode with someone. Don't forget, what you consume, you become. I am your host, Oluchi Ajogu. Till next time, stay tuned and stay blessed.